revolution never come with a warning. A revolution never sends you an omen. A revolution just arrived like the morning. Ring the alarm, we come to wake up the snoring.
Congress banned hemp because it was said to be the most violence-causing drug known. Ansingler, head of the Drug Commission for 31 years, promoted the idea that marijuana made users act extremely violent. In the 1950s, under the communist threat of McCarthyism, Ansingler now said the exact opposite. Marijuana will pacify you so much that soldiers would not want to fight. Today, our planet is in desperate trouble. Earth is suffocating as large tracts of rainforest disappear. Pollution, poisons, and chemicals are killing people. These great problems could be reversed if we industrialized hemp. Natural biomass could provide all of the planet's energy needs that are currently supplied by fossil fuels. We have consumed 80% of our oil and gas reserves. We need a renewable resource. Hemp could be the solution to soaring gas prices. Hemp has a higher quality fiber than wood fiber. Far fewer caustic chemicals are required to make paper from hemp than from trees. Hemp paper does not turn yellow and is very durable. The plant grows quickly to maturity in a season where trees take a lifetime. All plastic products should be made from hemp seed oil. Hemp and plastics are biodegradable. Over time, they would break down and not harm the environment. Oil-based plastics, the ones we are very familiar with, help ruin nature. They do not break down and will do great harm in the future. The process to produce the vast array of natural plastics will not ruin the rivers as DuPont and other petrochemical companies have done. Ecology does not fit in with the plans of the oil industry and the political machine. Hemp products are safe and natural. Medicine should be made from hemp. We should go back to the days when the AMA supported cannabis cures. Medical marijuana is given out legally to only a handful of people, while the rest of us are forced into a system that relies on chemicals. Pot is only healthy for the human body. World hunger could end. A large variety of food products can be generated from hemp. The seeds contain one of the highest sources of protein in nature. Also, they have two essential fatty acids that clean your body of cholesterol. These essential fatty acids are not found anywhere else in nature. Eat uncooked hemp seeds. Clothes should be made from hemp. Hemp clothing is extremely strong and durable over time. You could hand clothing made from pot down to your grandchildren. Today, there are American companies that make hemp clothing, usually about 50% hemp. Hemp fabric should be everywhere. Instead, they are almost underground. Superior hemp products are not allowed to advertise on fascist television. Kentucky, once the top hemp-producing state, made it illegal to wear hemp clothing. Can you imagine being thrown into jail for wearing quality jeans? The world is crazy, but that does not mean that you have to join the insanity. Get together, spread the news, tell people, and then include your children, the truth. Use hemp products. Eliminate the word marijuana. Realize the history that created it. Make it politically incorrect to say or print the M word. Fight against propaganda designed to favor the agenda of the super rich and the bullshit. Hemp must be utilized in the future. We need a clean energy source to save our planet. The liquor, tobacco, and oil companies fund more than $1 million a day to the Partnership for a Drug-Free America and other similar agencies. We have all seen their commercials. Now their motto is, "It's more dangerous than we thought." Lies from the powerful corporations that began with Hearst are still alive and well today. The brainwashing continues. Now the commercials say, "If you buy a joint, you contribute to murders and gang wars." The latest anti-pot commercials say, "If you buy a joint, you are promoting terrorism." The new enemy has paved the road to brainwash you any way they see fit. There is only one enemy, the friendly people you pay your taxes to, the war makers and nature destroyers. With your funding, they are killing the world right in front of your eyes. 500,000 deaths each year are caused by tobacco. 500,000 deaths each year are caused by alcohol. No one has ever, ever died from smoking pot. In the entire history of the human race, not one death can be attributed to cannabis. Our society has outlawed grass but condones the use of the killers, tobacco, and alcohol. Hemp should be declassified and placed in drugstores to relieve stress. Hardening and constriction of the arteries are bad, but hemp usage actually enlarges the arteries, which is a healthy condition. We have been so conditioned to think that smoking is harmful, that is not the case for passive pot. Ingesting THC, hemp's active agent, has a positive effect, relieving asthma and glaucoma. A joint tends to alleviate the nausea caused by chemotherapy. You are able to eat on hemp. This is a healthy state of being. The stereotype for a pothead is similar to a drunk, bubble brain. Yet the truth is one's creative abilities can be enhanced under its influence. The perception of time slightly slows and one can become more sensitive. You can more appreciate all arts, be closer to nature, and generally feel more under the influence of cannabis. It is, in fact, the exact opposite state of mind and body as the drunken state. You can be more aware with pot. Hemp is the only plant where the males appear one way and the females appear very different physically. No one ever speaks of males and females in regard to the plant kingdom because plants do not show their sexes, except for cannabis. To determine what sex a certain normal earthly plant is, you have to look internally at its DNA. A male blade of grass physically looks exactly like a female blade of grass. The hemp plant has an intense sexuality. Growers know to kill the males before they fertilize the females. Pot is illegal because billionaires want to remain billionaires. P.S. I think the word drug should not be used as an umbrella word that covers all chemical agents. Drugs have come to be known as something bad. Are you aware there are legal drug stores? Yep, in every city. Unbelievable. Each so-called drugstore should be considered individually. Cannabis is a medicine and not a drug. We should dare to speak the truth, no matter what the law is.
A revolution never comes with a warning. A revolution never sends you an omen. A revolution just arrived like the morning. Ring the alarm, we come to wake up the snoring.